let us stay in this case. In this case, there's two Rashi in this case. Rashi, when they went to Mitzrayim, they went to ten entrances. They didn't go to one. They went to ten psachim when they came to Mitzrayim. So why did they go to ten psachim? So Rashi says in the beginning, that Yaakov Avinu told them to go only not one Pesach, al Ein Hara. The Ein Hara, they're all Giborim, all Noyim. To not Ein Hara, they should go to ten different psachim. Rashi in the beginning. Rashi afterwards says, Yosef asked them why he go to ten psachim. They said to search for their lost brother, for their lost Tira. See his Tira? Here's Rashi. Here's Tira. Yaakov Avinu told them to go to ten psachim as Ein Hara. And to Yosef they said to look for the search to their other brother that was lost. Maybe it's true both times.
Yaakov didn't know that Yosef was sold. He couldn't have told them. Right. So they had a second time.
The time was to search for Yosef. He told them he didn't know about that. Right. Hagam, you know, there's a big kiddush here. Then Yaakov thought they sold Yosef. They sold. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Osichi kaltem, lamid shechashdon shema harguhu o machruk Yosef. See, Rashi suddenly says a kiddush that Yaakov thought they sold Yosef. He says a kiddush. Pitom, we have no kiddush in Rashi.
He didn't know.
Yeah, but it says machru. He's choshe. They sold him. They here he suddenly had a thought of being sold. He suddenly, okay.
The king of Egypt knows about Ein Hara.
The king went on to Ein Hara, so they have to give a different time, right. Yes, you know they say it's a Dover Nura here. They say Rabbi Wasserman says something mavel moed. That Reuven said something mavel. Reuven said, "I promise to bring back Benjamin. If not, you'll kill my two sons. You, Yaakov, will kill my two sons. Pele. Yaakov will kill two of Reuven's sons." And so. Mambo. So he says, "Abchor Shota, who's that?" Says Rashi, "Who amar lomas banav? He banav him lo banai. They're banai. They're banai." Said, "I'm going to kill two sons." And Rabbi Achanan says, "I think he says this. I'm not so somewhere. That's why dozen Baviram were killed, because since Reuven said, 'I'll kill two, you'll kill two my sons,' he dozen Baviram later on. He said Reuven." They were killed because Reuven said, "I'll kill two of my sons. You killed my sons." See this? He says it somewhere.
Like when the tzaddik says a curse, even if it doesn't.
Yeah, curse.
What was the pshat? Why saying it doesn't make any sense? It makes
sense. Reuven said something that wasn't. Didn't make sense. Okay, you don't understand Reuven what he said. Okay, not understood. But he you know, there's a Balaturim. It's something very. The Balaturim says. That Yosef said you're miraglim. Miraglim. Kilim pitom miraglim. Mat keshem miraglim. So it says in Bebal Turim that Yosef meant to say that you, all the Shvatim, will be miraglim in Pasha Shlach. When they sent miraglim in Shlach, you're miraglim. It says, Be'ematlim miraglim atem. You're a miracle, but I'm not a miracle because I have Yeshua. Yeshua wasn't a miracle. He says about to him, I have Yeshua come from me, so I'm not a miracle. You're a miracle.
Like,
what? Kalev. And Yudah says, Lohoyu Adam Miracle. Lohoyu. because I'm Kolev, and I also now I'm a Ragel. This is about Torah, but beautiful. Everything, every word in the Meraglim. Because and Lohoyu, the word Lohoyu, the big gematria, is Kolev, 52. Lohoyu, the word about Torah has something, Mavel, gematria is Atzumim. Okay, so it says, Veishtachavu lo. Veishtachavu lo is the big gematria, Bekan Niskayim Achalom. Exactly. 772, exactly. The words Vayishtachavu lo, Begimatria, Bekan Niskayim Achalom. Exactly. I figured it out. If you have to, you can do about a term for many hours and my yes, Omli Bozach in here. Okay. So he has very, very unbelievable gematrias here. All the parasha here, every parasha. Okay, maybe we'll say one last word. This is a Bulesko Pella, a Pella Gordon, an avatar. It says, Laikura Yosef, Shem Habakura Menashe, Nashani Elokim Kalamali, I forgot all my Beis Ovi. Is that Beseder? He forgot all Beis Ovi, he forgot. How is that a Shvach? So he's calling a son Menashe, he forgot Beis Ovi. What does that mean? I said, not good, not good. So I think I'm not sure who said this. I'll try to get Mel said this. Is a Shvach Nora. Because Yosef is now I'm a try. Now I'm a try. In by Yaakov Inu, there's Shabbos Chanukah. Shabbos Chanukah. Wow. He's in a try. No Shabbos Chanukah. Nothing. He's in a try alone without Shabbos Chanukah. So he says, the word is, you see, Yosef could be very depressed. Shabbos Chanukah, where am I? I'm in Mitzrayim. No Neros Bechal. Everything is very Shvach. No, you have to live in the Hoyvet where you are now. Living where I'm at now. Forget about. I'm living now where I am. Mitzrayim. I'm trying my best to do my best now. Shabbos Chanukah. I forgot about it. Hear this? Hear the word? Beautiful word. You have to live in the Ovar and the Hoyve. You have to live in the Hoyve a lot, not in the Ovar. People say, oh, I'm one of the Lintels. Well, I tell whatever the Lintels and Rav Chaim Shlevitz. Well, now where am I? No, that's not a good thing. You have to live in the Hoyve, where you are now. It's a very beautiful word. Beautiful word. Shout out to the family. Okay. Okay, there's a lot to say. We have no time to say everything about this. Okay, maybe I'll say one. I think there's one last word. You hear, it says Paro had the two dreams. It says it in the first dream, Vayikat Paro, Vayishon. He slept again. Second dream, when he told over to Yosef, he left it out. Very medirik. Left out. He says, what he caught, and woke up. Where b'chalami? He didn't say he went to bed again. Because bed again is a big bush. Go to bed again. Now, wake up, learn. Don't go to bed again. I heard Rabbi Feinstein, Rabbi woke up, he stayed up. He never went to bed again. Woke up at 3 in the morning, I woke up, so I'm not going to go to bed again. I'm going to go learn. This is what I have my answer. Okay, fine. So we're holding over here. Right. So we saw yesterday. There's a big yisod. The wife is a matona. Matona atzuma. And there's the letters of Kivegra. Kivegra says this in the letters. Kivegra says. His wife, Kiva, is the Goin Ador. So he says, Eshes Nurim, my wife and my Nurim, Shechonan Elkim Asavdo. Chonan Elkim Asavdo, Hashem gave me Bechanina, my wife, Bechanina. So the whole world can marry him. He's a Goin Ador. But he says his wife was Bechanina. Chonan Elkim Asavdo. And it's true, that's what I'm saying. So the very biggest soul, a wife is Matona Atzuma. And the more you're machshir for her as a matana, the more she will be matana, and she will be very, very good. So you have to be very, very. It's so nura. Everything is a matana. Everything, the whole life is matana. Everything, wife is a big matana. So we have to be makshir for her very, very much. See, right, so, and how you makshir? See, but this, you know, this is the okay, we'll say it. But I'm, but I don't want to do it. But we'll say this. We have to miss Bernayn today or tomorrow, a few minutes on a life. What's happening with that life? Hashem gave us life, gave us a wife, gave us children. If we must bring in, we're going to have it. If not, then it'll be very, very schwach. Okay, maybe we'll say that later. Okay, so, but is a big episode of Matana. Matana is a Matana Atzuma. The more we hold Matana, the more will we have the Matana and we'll enjoy the Matana. And that's so. Okay. So you know, there's a very nice Ramban here. There's a Ramban. What is marriage, Bechal? Ramban says in Bereshit something very, very, very chashuv. You know, on the pasuk of Vayu Lebasur Echad. What's that in the pasuk? Vayu Lebasur Echad. So Rashi says a pshat that it means that the child and you have together, that makes it basu echad. Rabban says no, that's not Rashi is wrong. He says Rashi a pretty good role. We have to answer Rashi. He says if it's basu echad, it was they also behema also they have children. Why are they basu echad? Clear on Rashi. That's what Rabban says. A double nura that says in Rabban that the Ishvisha are dovik. They have tvekus. He's the Russian of the Ramban. Bedovak ba by sa b'cheko kibsoro v'yachbots ba liyosa tamin imo. He wants her to be with him always. Yeah, a husband wants the isha to be with him always. The isha have yachad avekus. They're dovek together. They're like one. This is the plan. It says bus echad means ish isha are like one person. Basu echad. This is the baldigi. So they're basu echad. They're like one person. And he says the baal has to feel that the isha is the most curved to him from all his craving. His father, his mother, all craving, brother, sister. She's the most karov of all craving to him. This is like the one person. The basu echad. It's a very, very, very chashuv thing. We have to make it like basu echad. Basu echad. See, and the going. See, the going says this. The going says in Mishlei also. The going in Mishlei says this in Perek Tes. The going. See, the going Mishlei says. It says in Gemara Brachas, the Gemara Brachas says, "Betchila Allah b'machshavo liver shteim l'sof l'habora el echad." So how can that be? Hashem has a hamini maskana. So the Gemara says in Gemara Brachas, the Gemara Brachas means that Hashem avada ishu isha have to be separate. They have two different tafkidim. But Hashem wanted them to be echad because they have to have ava v'achva yoser me'echad shah kroivim guf echad mamish. He made them one guf mamish and separated them, but put in them this teva of being one guf. This is the word of one guf. So how do you have one guf? Korah ishvishon not one guf. They're two goofing. How do you have one goof? Right, so you know there's a famous miktav of Chazanish which have to chaz over always. It says in the of simach. It says in the miktav. How do you make your wife happy? How do you make her happy? Make her happy of ribui sicha v'ritzui. You have to talk to her a lot and show her ritzui. Get a lot ribui sicha v'ritzui. That's the inner of a simach to make her happy by talking to her a lot and talking is the equal way of making her happy is speaking to her. It's very, very fascinating thing, and he says this makes basu echad. the speaking together makes him basur echad. And this he says this is the kavana of the Yetzirah, basur echad. How? By speaking together. Speak of everything together, all in your arms together. Speak of everything about your life and about what's happening with you. And that speaking together makes everything, and you understand her, she understands you, everything is spoken over, and it's very, very clear. Because something very, very, very clear. Something very clear. This is very sort. Never tell her there's a mitzvah. No mitzvah is b'chal. Don't tell her b'chal the word mitzvah ever. The word mitzvah is not a good word. Tell her the mitzvah is to talk to you. That's not good. Because then a mitzvah. I want a mitzvah. You have everything you do to her is I want to do it. I enjoy talking to you and everything. And everything you're doing as your enjoyment. Not mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. But never tell her the word mitzvah. You'll say, yeah, mitzvah. So that's very, very chashuv. So always, whatever you do, I'm enjoying doing it. I enjoy speaking to you, talking to you. Right. So that's it. And this is the achdus of the talking to. Quite very simple, clear. Very simple, very simple. See, we once heard Shmuzin from Rav Diemand, big Rav, Maymak name, Rav Diemand, Shlita, very chashuv person, Rav Diemand. He's a male. He's a chashuv person, mashkiach. So Rav Diemand said he's Oisek and Shalom Bayis. So, and he says a couple comes to him. They married 15 years and they have not Shalom Bayis. So what's the etzah? What's the etzah? The etzah is that year 16 is Shana Rishana. Then they have to come home 8 o'clock at night, speak an hour, or in the morning speaking in the bedroom together. After a year of speaking an hour a day, hakol tov, because then they have kesher, they're together. The people not speaking, they have no kesher, they don't know what's happening. But simple, clear. So speaking together is very hush, and you have to have time. You can't be rushed. You have to speak to her with roga and time, and then speak up everything nifla. So it's all clear. It's all simple, but it's not so simple. But it's simple. Just to speak to her, have time to speak to her, in a matzah where you're relaxed, not like you're rushed and everything. It's quite very, very clear. See, but the life is very, 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 very rushed. We are always sick and rushing and everything, and it's everything rushing and everything. We have to make a time where it's not rushed and it's clear. Big turn, then everything is good. You understand what I mean? Something magical. Then you'll know her. She'll know you, and you'll know about her. She'll know about you. Everything is good. All about Shalom Bayis is all problem because they're not speaking. Maybe comes all the problems if they're speaking. Everything is good. But very simply, so you know, and at school, you have to do all, not just the first year. All of life. Speak to her and see what she wants and everything. You know, there's a very nice chinuch. It says it in the chinuch, in the mitzvah of a simach, very chashuv, big yitzod, in the tov kuf pei beis. It says in the chinuch, the chinuch says a double neuro. Why did Hashem say a mitzvah of a simach for? Why of a simach? Because he's so neuro. He says Hashem wants you and he and she to be together, be rutzin, to be like dveikus. And Mela, if you and she are together with Vekos, they'll be good children. Children are a result of the kesher of Abba Ima, something marvel. If the Zug have good kesher, they're happy with each other, and they know each other, they feel each other, then the children are good children. It is something marvel. They're good children. So Mela, the kesher, so it's really spent time to talking to her. Working with her, whatever you can spend time with her, and then that makes kesha, and the children are good children. Something pelding us up, and he says akadei kach. He says that if she says I'm ochel b'sima, doesn't have mechila, because the din mechila is it's not din her, it's din her also, but din in children. You have to have good children. Not mechila. Look at this. Pearl of Gesach. I'm not saying. I'm telling you, Pearl of Gesach. So if the wife says, don't worry, learn, I'm happy with you. You can learn what you want, you can go out of the house and learn. So it's not mustaba to do that, because then you're losing life. Pashut, losing life. I know people have done that, and that's not pashut. What happened to them? Rabbi Akiva was married for a while.
He was married for a while before he went away.
I said they matched in Gemara. See, I'll tell you something also about yourself. See, Rav Chaim Shlevit said, I heard him say this, that men, some men go away for a week, go away for a while. They learn. The wife says, I'm asking Leif Shalim, go learn. You'll be home Shabbos, very nice. I'm asking Leif Shalim. So Rav Chaim said that she's not masking Leif Shalom. She's not masking at all. Not masking at all. She's saying it because he wants it, but she's not masking Mechal, and it won't be good. So don't take her Mechila. It's not a Mechila. That's what he said. And Rav Chaim Rim said, he told me also this that Rav Chaim Rim was when he was a young Avrich. So he went away for a week, and he said, many people did that. Many people, b'shaito, went away for a week and came home Shabbos. Many did that. Say, he told me he watched everyone to see how everyone is doing. So he thought they're all matzliach. Now he's older. Said there was no one matzliach. No one, not one was matzliach. Not one. Says, and either the marriage or the children, not matzliach. So Miller. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't not go away. We should be home every night. And the first year we should learn at home. Not a chavrus, not go out. Even if she tells us go out, I said no. I enjoy learning home. I enjoy no mitzvahs. I enjoy learning home. I'm happy home. I can learn home very well. Maybe don't eat the phones. Let's learn or our doctor. Very big issue. So no.
No chavrus.
Right. That's it. If we want to have a good life and good children, you should do this. People didn't do this. They were very smart. They're smarter than everyone. They said, "Wife's mochel, it's a mochel," and they went out to learn and lo pashut. And now, acharei, after the fog settles, now we see what happens. Lost. Not simple. So we should do what we're told and speak and learn and speak to her, have time for her, and they'll be very, very good. Very, very good. Right, see, you know, the...
Well, she wants to speak so much that they don't have to learn.
Same. It's very good. Speak to her. That's fine. Very good. It's fine. So speak to her. But whenever you speak to her and you have kesher with her, then your learning will be much better, much, much better. Have kesher. Because after a while, there'll be children. One child, two, three, four, Shem Shal, many, then the house is very busy. Then the house, you can't learn to do then you're busy, busy, busy. But in the beginning, when you have a chance, see, there's a building called, what's the building? Beis Shalom. You ever heard of the building? They built Beis Shalom. So we were here when they built Beis Shalom. So they were digging all the time, you know, down. Digging. They made foundations. They built a building. They showed them. Very nice building. Nifla Moy. You have to have foundations. So the first year is a foundation. Well, the first year, not only first year. See, Shlita told me that Rav Schneer told him, Schneer Kotler, that Rav Kotler says that in our days, 5 years, not 1 year, 5 years. Is the shirim shown in 5 years? Because you can't come to that matzah in 1 year, 5 years.
You shouldn't go to Night
Seder
in 5 years.
Well, what?
You shouldn't go to
Night Seder. No. You can go Night Seder after maybe 1-2 years. No, 1-2 years. But best be sold. Know that to get that kesher won't be after 1 year, 2 years. They have to have more years. And Ram Kotler lived 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Male, but in our doors, it's much, much more, more years. See, to get this kesher is very chasher. Get the kesher is chasher moy. If you have kesher, it's good. You have a good life. You learn well, daven well, everything. If the kesher is shvach, then don't have shvach. So it's very, to get kesher is a very, very chasher.
See, wait. Shimon
Bar
says 10 years.
10 years, right? 10 years, right? And now that was many years ago. Now no, how many years it is now? But that to have kesher is chasher. Kesher meaning you and she are together. You speak to her whatever you want. Speaks to you whatever she wants. It's the mash Gan Eden, and this world. See, we see, you know, the. You know, the Rav Kiviger is a big going awesome goingness, and we see his marriage was very good. His marriage was nifla moy. See, you know, there's letters here. There's a letters of Kiviger, very nice, very letters marvel. So in one letter he writes something very kushiv. He writes pamim rabos, many times. Holy Masa Umatan Ima. I would argue with her. The Kroch Yes Hashem, and you argue with her. Pamir Rabos, argue with her and Yes Hashem to a bullying name. There's something Oyamino, Mash Mabo, Mabo, and this line is very and he's writing Chuvis to all the world and all every shalah there is, all the shalahs there are in the world, he's writing Chuvis. And because what? Because he's a big goyin and he had big sad Ishmael, but part of the sad Ishmael is the marriage. He was very married very happily, very very happily. You see, he's arguing with her. So yeah, I don't think anybody, and I haven't met anybody who has this massive in the world. No one arguing with Yes Hashem. Lo shemati that anybody has this massive in the world. That matzav is kesher. He's telling us, I, my wife, have kesher. He's saying, I'm saying different words. He's saying from rabbos, matzav ito Yes Hashem. But in other words, that means I and she have kesher. That's the words. I and she have kesher. We can argue in some Indian, whatever it is. But she, he and him, he and she have kesher. So, Halavai, I would have this. Halavai. We can have this, a mashu, not this whole, a little bit of this. Halavai. And so, right, see, one of the vikuchim, what was the vikuch? One vikuch, we know, it says in another letter, one of the kuch was, And Harai Parnasa, that's the big vikuach. Harai Parnasa, how should we have money to live on? So she said, so he said, he says that do we have to? He says we have to. I'll be a shamish in a shul, or I'll be a watchman in a factory, and we have a little money, and it's good. That's how he says. We live on Pascha Reva and Mayim Lachatz. Bread and water. And she said, "No, I have to have some food. I have to have some clothing. I can't live on this." So she said, "We have to have more. You can't live on this bread and water." So he has to become a rav. He's worth to be rav. Big going. What to be rough. So he said, Rabbanus is mami morbus. It's worse than death. Worse than death. Dying is better than becoming rough. Dying is better. But he became a rough. Became a rough. Many cities. Pella. So why? Because he understood that she can't live with bread and water. He can live. He's a Mal Hashem. Bread and water. She can't live bread and water. She has to have food. More food. Smelly, he came over. You see, Anova. Then was Anova. He had Anova. He did as she wanted, even though it was negative his ikur rutzen. I mean, he did. She wanted negative his ikur rutzen. Did as she wanted. Something tell her. See, Anova. the story of marriage is Anova. Anova is sort of marriage. You have to listen to her and hear her, all her inyonim, all her svaris, and listen to her. And we have to do all that as she wants, because she, again, negative arvatsa, but she wants this. So we have to make it happen. You have to be habit her and do it as she wants. Habit for, I mean, here we see a mushroom mirror. He became a rub. Many cities negate his ikarotzen. He says, katzi b'chayai, nihabonas, like Rivka said, katzi b'chayai. Saying katzi, I can't take it, rabbonas. But he did it. I'm making his wife happy. Something impelling us. He made her happy. Negate his ikarotzen. It's anova atzuma, and he was becoming going adore, because anova is the maybe anova is the equal middle of life, anova in learning and in marriage. That's the equal. You have to hear her, all her stories, whatever she wants. Very, 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 very That's very, 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 very chashuv. Right. Okay, so we have to make her happy, and that's the ikra. Make her happy. All life's making her happy, and listen to her, and trying to all every inch she wants. Very, very chashuv. Right. You know, this is a rech shlita who doesn't learn mirror anymore. So this is a rech. This time a mushroom. So, and this is a real story. That rech lived in Mount Daphne, Ramot Eshkol, you know, near the mirror, kent the mirror every day, very nice. Then his wife said, "I have a sister, Bet Shemesh, my sister. It's better I should live near her. Better I'll be happier live with Shemesh, I have a sister." Then living here. So here, beginning he was not sure. Then after a while he moved to Beit Shemesh. Then he travels every day an hour here and now back. Shlita, big Gavirabba. And he's very happy. He told me that's the best thing. That's an hour here and now back every day. He learns that he lives there. He's in Rosh Kol somewhere and somewhere else, but he's not in Beer anymore, but he's giving the Gatsach. An hour here and now here, yeah, Pella. And now here now back. So we have to another Ikra of learn Limud Torah, life and marriage. Everything is totally another. Hashem should help us have another, marry well and we have to talk to her. Yeah. See some women don't talk to their husbands. Why? I'll tell you why. Because they're magish that the husband doesn't want to talk to them. It's a mitzvah. So, like, yeah, mitzvahs. So, it's very delicate. Ish v'isha is delicate. The kesher is delicate matzah. Very delicate. You have to know if you really, really want to speak to her and want to help her, and then she'll be happy to speak to you, and everything is very, very, very good. Hashem should help us do this. Now it's Shabbos Chanukah. We should buy something in Shabbos Chanukah. Just buy something small. Write a note to her. Note telling her how happy you are. You are with them. Small doesn't have to be a big thing. Something small. Just in a buying or something. That would be nice. Buying a present or something, and writing her a note. That would be very chashuv. Small note. Then they'll give her simcha. That would be a big hatzlacha. Help us do this. Maybe say something. Just the same. You know, it says more shiv l'Hashem. It says a very important hallow every day. So, Moshe Vashem is a very powerful statement. Moshe Vashem. What does that mean? It means that I feel in my heart I owe Hashem so much, I must give something back to Him. He gives me so much chesed, I must give back to Him. That's what says Moshe Vashem. So, Moshe Vashem is a very chashuv line. Moshe Vashem. So we sing Moshe Vashem, very nice. But do we feel it or not? So we don't feel it. It's a nice word. So but to feel it, so I'll tell you how to feel it. You tell me if my idea is too high. We have to. I say it all the time, but maybe now Hanukkah it's kosher. We have to be Amos Bainin 10 minutes. 10 minutes. over our life. 10 minutes without learning, no Mishnah, no Mishnah, no Mishnah, no Gemara. Think 10 minutes, which is very, very schwer to think 10 minutes about our life. 10 minutes. It's really more, but 10 minutes. But if you have 10 minutes, how about 10 minutes? Then there'll be more Shiva Hashem. Then if you take 10 minutes, there'll be more. You'll say with feeling more Shiva Hashem, more Shiva Hashem, more Shiva Hashem. We have to say that. It's not like words. That's very, very chashuv. So more Shiva Hashem is very, very chashuv. So more Shiva Hashem. If we do that, see, it says in the Fasemis, famous says, the Gemara Shabbos says, they made Yontif Bahal Vaidor. Fasemis says, Dovinura, that as much as you have Hal Vaidor, that's as much you have Yontif. Yontif is totally Hal Vaidor. You have Hal Vaidor, Yontif. No. So for Yontif, can't they say big things in Hashem? This is a big or. So the or is there, but to get the or, it needs it. Halabaydah, that's all, halabaydah. But saying halal and saying al-nisim is not maspik. Not maspik. That's nice. There's something besides that. Halabaydah. So, okay, Hashem should help us have sechel to do this. But it's very true. The Yetzer is not masking to this. He won't let it. Not letting this happen. Won't happen. 10 minutes. Won't happen. But maybe we'll have Seth Ishmael and we'll do it. But he won't let it happen. No. It's not going to happen. Well, but if you have Seth Ishmael, maybe it'll happen. Maybe you'll do it. Maybe you'll have Kroch to do this. But the crowd won't let it happen. Won't happen. But could be, yes, you'll do it. But I'm saying, well, we should, I'll try to do it. Maybe not today, Friday, very bit. Maybe those Shabbos, there'll be more time. I'll do it those Shabbos. Not at home, can't do it at home. I'll walk in the street. Believe that, tonight I'll walk in the street somewhere, and I'll think 10 minutes. Believe that. Can't do it at home. But Hashem help us do it, and we should have it. As for Yontif, we should have all the issues.
I usually wait till later.